This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hi, this is your friend Brent again, and I have my friend and a new friend to you maybe is Ken, and Ken is a pastor with us on staff. He's in the pastoral care department, and I've asked him to come and talk about a couple of concepts that get a lot of good play here amongst all the people that come to us for care, and that has to do with grace and truth. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Brent. Good to be with you.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about what you want to say about grace and truth?
Oh, Brent, I've been thinking a lot about our Lord's example, especially in John 1:14, where the scriptures say that he was full of grace and truth.
Okay.
I think one of the things that all of us desire is that as followers of Christ, our highest desire is to become like Christ. He was full of grace and truth. To me, that means not so much 50-50, but 100%, 100% complete grace and complete truth.
So more than full.
More than full.
Oh, okay.
Kind of overflowing. I took a moment to look in the dictionary what they say for the definition of grace is. And basically, grace is defined as help God gives to man. Of course, we've all heard the previous acronym, God's riches at Christ's expense, which is another good definition of grace as well.
Okay. But then what's this truth thing?
Well, truth is that which is factual, that which is real. Then I've asked the question, why is this really so important after all? We see that Christ was full of grace and truth, but how does that apply to me? Some of us grew up in legalistic homes, which were very rules-oriented.
Do this, don't do that, shame on you,
precisely.
That's a bad person, stuff like that.
Some of our educational systems may have been shame-based educational systems.
Okay.
Lots of rules, lots of negatives that are communicated.
So we sort of learn in our faith walk then that it's a whole series of negatives of don't do this, don't do that, as opposed to being able to have more of a freedom.
Oh, precisely, Brent. I think that is so true that many of us carry that baggage and we may not even know about it. Perhaps our first church experience was with believers who were very focused on truth-telling, but whose experience allowed for very little grace.
So in the context of people working in other parts of the world, as after they've grown up, then they take this older overlayment of don't do this, don't do that, good people do this, bad people do that. And when they go into a cultural setting, I can see a number of problems that could happen.
Oh, precisely. And often people who are truth-oriented are also very interested in what are the rules around here? What are the rules of behavior? Maybe they went to the university. I will feel comfortable if I know the rules and stay within them.
Okay.
I, in driving my automobile, need to know the rules of the road. But if we were always nervous as to where a policeman might be standing or what infractions might cost us how much money, it would be very hard to relax as we're driving.
Well, and even more so if you're in a place that you frankly don't know what all the rules are. People aren't driving by ways that seem correct in your frame of mind. It's very interesting. You're saying that, if I could generalize this, what we sort of learn in Sunday school and at home can really impact us later on in life as we try and figure out how to live well in a place that's different from us.
Precisely. And the method of our learning, if we have learned that there is very little grace given, maybe infractions at home, there was very little allowance given. And I think in terms of individuals that we work with who work cross-culturally, when children go to a new country, when there are new rules to learn, rules of behavior, ways to speak another language, sometimes a child doesn't know how to respond correctly. And if the parent can just dump buckets of love on that child, give a lot of grace, it really helps out.
That's really interesting. I was thinking also in terms of those of us that are adults, though, is that if our perspective of how we learned as we grew up is that you had to do and say the right things all the time, otherwise you are a bad person. That can really prepare us to feel very anxious about how to live well in a place that we're not comfortable with or that we don't know any of the rules. So then we have people who may on some levels look like they're doing very well, but on the inside, they're really struggling a lot with, did I make a mistake? Am I a bad person? Instead of saying, oh, I made a mistake. Well, I learned for the next time. They say, I made a mistake. I'm bad.
Oh, that is so interesting, Brent. Well, Brent, what would you say to a person who may have grown up with a rules orientation and now trying to break into the sunlight of a grace orientation balanced out?
I thought I was supposed to ask you the questions, Ken. Okay, well, you know, let me play with that for a while. I think the first thing that I would say to some of you out there in our listener audience is that there are rules everywhere. The fact that you feel like there aren't any rules right now just is that. It's a feeling because there are rules. All cultures are designed to have rules. It's just that when those of us from a different culture come in, we don't know the rules. There's no written rule book. There are no road signs per se. Do this, don't do that. And so we have to learn what they are. And it depends, once again, on who do we have available for us to learn. If we learn from another person who grew up in a shame-based or same kind of difficult surroundings where they learned about if you make a mistake, you're bad, they're going to orient us pretty heavily to an issue of don't do this because if you do that, only bad people do that. And you know what? That may be something that is entirely normal for that culture. You know, and I'm not talking about obvious things, but some things we have a tendency to put our own perspective on, and we need to ask other people from that culture what it is. Sometimes we lean too much on other outsiders for insider information. And I think we have to be very careful about that. So, I mean, I would say to the person, first of all, there are rules. You don't know what they are, and you can learn what they are. And here are some ways in which to learn about them. Just a couple weeks ago, I was talking about asking open-ended indirect questions and things like that. But, you know, Ken, as I think about it, maybe we're going to have to deal with this more in other programs, too. Is that doesn't necessarily deal with the internal feeling of badness or mistakeness or I don't know what, of I'm not achieving what I should be or all I should do or whatever. And so those feelings are going to take a little bit longer to come around. One of my supervisors when I was in graduate school said something that I thought at the time was really trite and not real smart, but I've learned there were a lot of truth to it. He said, thoughts are king, change your thoughts and your feelings will come along behind. Now, I'm sure that other people who have different theory than I do are standing up and saying, no, that's not true. But on the other hand, if we really work at putting good thoughts in, some of our attitudes about those things are going to change. So those of you that are maybe in a new stage or struggling with thinking that you're ineffective or even bad, let's try and identify other people around you that can help us evaluate the situation so that we can come up with a more realistic appraisal and listen to what their definitions are of what good living is like and problematic living. Everybody has good things and bad things in every culture. Some of the things that are good in another culture may not be good for us. Now, I'm not saying that we should but we've got to be careful of kind of stepping into, if you will, the grace that we have and the freedom that we have to investigate and hold it up against scripture or whatever as we process all these kinds of things. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I think that what we're trying to communicate is the balance that Christ had, full of grace and full of truth. And while on the one hand it's very important, as you just so well said, to know the rules, to learn them from the insiders if we can, to make as few cultural faux pas as possible, at the same time allow ourselves a lot of grace and allow others grace around us.
Great. So as you think about all this week, practice grace, giving yourself grace especially. Give yourself freedom. Give yourself permission. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.